on the hood and spread them for an episode 41 of the GCPD.
The Gotham City Podcast Department. To inform. To entertain.
Defense 4 is trash.
Busted and dusted.
Oh, do I have to say something?
You know what you're supposed to say.
I don't have a catchphrase.
Yes, you do.
No.
It's going to be the bang train, right?
I need some bang. Who wants a mustache ride?
I'll aboard the bang train. Yeah, mustache ride would also be fine.
It's got to have train involved. Eggers loves trains.
I'll aboard the mustache train.
The only reason I say train is because it's a Bane train.
Yeah, you say Bane train all the time, though. Come on.
I don't like trains. I don't.
You
like
love trains.
For the listeners out there,
you're
secret,
basically Christopher Nolan.
Eggers' biggest secret is that he's longed to be a train engineer his whole life. But.
Perfection.
He was so close. He passed all the tests. He was ready to graduate engineer school. Not engineering school, but engineer school.
Which I think is a thing.
And then...
Yeah, 100% is.
Boom. Kicked out for bang overdosing.
He fell into a vat of bang.
Yep.
Did that make me crazy?
Yeah, and you grew that stash.
Yeah. And now you're the villain of the GCPD.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Little backstory for you.
I've always been, secretly.
All right, well...
This is what happened when I was gone?
Every time.
Yeah,
every time.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this whole origin story happened while you're gone? Is that what you're suggesting? Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get a movie, like a Joker movie.
Uh-huh.
When does that one? When does that come out?
The Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix?
October, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Waiting for my Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
I mean, it'd be cool. I mean, he'll be the weakest of the Jokers. I'm pretty sure he's like not even really a Joker. Really.
Every Joker, well, I 100% think I'll go see it, and I'll be like, oh, this is... like really compelling and tragic story about how society as it exists like grinds people into dust, but it's not a Joker movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll see. It's
Oscar gold is what it is.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm sure I'll like it. Joaquin Phoenix is
Colin. Hit refresh on the GCPD Patreon if you would.
What?
Yeah.
Are you saying we have a GCPD Patreon?
I'm not saying. I'm asking you to refresh the news.
Whoa.
Breaking news from last Friday or last Thursday. Apparently, I'm assuming I haven't gotten there yet. I can't hit refresh. I got to like, it's got to go through a bunch of links.
Here you go, buddy. Take a look.
Whoa, we hit 10 patrons. You guys get a free episode.
Well, so news and announcements. We have a Patreon that we just started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just achieved our first sub goal.
And if you guys are curious about hearing what all the tiers and stuff are and our rationale for that, we made a little short blurb that'll be up.
That came out last Friday.
That's already up.
And we have our first episode's going to be all about the Penguin.
Today is Thursday. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just want to say thank you, everyone out there, for supporting us. We do appreciate it. We reached the bonusode in one day, which is super awesome. So we appreciate everyone that supported us.
Whether
so.
You're a patron or you just
listen.
Get on our Facebook site and listen and talk or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, contribute to Speed Force,
any
of those things.
We appreciate every one of you. Thanks for listening, because otherwise we'd just be four dudes in a room talking into mics and staring at each other.
Yep.
And while that is our bag, and it really does turn us on.
It is our natural calling as white dudes.
Yeah. In the If I speak into a mic, everyone must listen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, that's sweet. We've got 10 people, and that means an extra episode.
Yep, for everybody to enjoy. We'll just go out there for the world.
I don't know if we're going to be able to keep on your schedule already.
We'll get there.
The extra episode next Wednesday.
We'll make it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll do it Monday night late, I guess.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yikes.
Maybe we might have to record without Josh and do it on Sunday. But we'll figure it out.
Yep.
The people will get their episode.
Yeah. I'm the least popular member anyway, so that's fine.
That's not true.
That's not true. Everybody loves Bully.
Also, Nick was on an episode. So.
Yeah, whoa. Ooh, whoa. That was a good save, Colin.
Okay, you guys woofed.
But yeah, so we have a Patreon. That is right now, the number one way to support our podcast. So go on there, show your support. It's much appreciated. The other way to support the podcast is by using the GCPD Muse code on the Muse On store. You know the drill. It saves you an extra 10% off. If you buy night models, they're already 10% off, so it's a full 20% off. So get on there, get to it, and thank you for the support.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Other news and announcements. We have a ton.
Gen Con.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Whoa. And it had zero bangs.
Yeah.
This is the kind of mess that you are when you have no bang.
You need the uppers and the downers. You got the wizard. You need the bang to offset it.
Oh, the evidence locker. It hasn't been done for a while.
Yeah,
it's true.
The evidence locker. Confluence. The wizard. What is that?
It's a goza.
A goza. Style sour ale. It's delicious.
I'm also guzzling a salty sour wizard.
What's a goza? Is that a beer that's been possessed by a Sumerian god?
That's correct.
Nice.
Yeah. I put a little god in every batch.
Every batch.
Just boil it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What do you got over there?
He's double fisting.
Okay.
You're sneaking out of the evidence locker there.
I got blue corn and Farmer John's. Both are essentially MGD Light and then Bud Light.
That's not true.
How dare you?
Josh is so offended right now.
Both are good beers. They're both fantastic.
Ouch.
I have the best drink at the table. Yep. It is a Starbucks double shot energy. Mm-hmm. Best thing at the table.
How dare you?
I chugged this in seconds.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, it must be good.
Yeah, it must be salty.
Or I must be tired. So,
back to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
Also, I just now got that. It must be salty thing. Damn it, Dindle. okay. Wow.
Gen Con.
Good.
So we have the Doom Patrol card released, and we also had Grifter card released, and we have a brand new...
Are you up talking about Penguin Bikers?
Yeah, Penguin Bikers came out today.
Back on.
So... Which are fantastic models. I absolutely
love save those for last.
Sure. And in addition to those, there's also pictures out there floating around, right?
The Watchmen.
The Watchmen, resculpted.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some new Watchmen.
Yeah, we'll see. There was a Dr. Manhattan. We'll see what.
Objective. I'm guessing objective.
Okay.
Because that thing can't be in the game.
He's far too powerful.
He's super powerful.
There's no way.
The only actual superhero.
Yeah. Well,
did anybody see any comedian? That would be sweet if the comedian.
I didn't see a comedian.
Yeah, he's totally there. He looks super badass.
He looks so cool now.
Yeah, he looks so awesome.
The only one that I was very lukewarm on was Night Owl.
Night Owl was a little tell. Yeah.
The picture was a little fuzzy.
Yeah, it was.
They went hard on trying to make him join the chair club for Ben.
Yeah.
He's the chair club for men that's on dope. Like on a roof side.
He looks like he's having an accident. Like he fell down and that hurts is what it looks like. And you just caught him mid being denuted by this chimney.
Night Owl looks like he's pooping. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see when we can actually make out what he actually looks like. Cause it's literally just a blur.
Ozymandias is definitely in the chair club for men.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's very ostentatious, but it works blurry. For Ozymandias.
Yeah, it does.
The comedian looks absolutely amazing.
The comedian looks sweet. I didn't see Rorschach, but he's everyone's favorite, right? I mean, I know he has to be there. Yeah, yep, there he is.
Okay. I think the comedian is kind of my favorite, but as far as model.
Is it Silk Spectre? Is that her name?
Yeah. Okay.
She's there.
Yep, she looks good.
Well, wait. It's not Silk... Well,
because
the mom is Silk Spectre.
The mom is Silk Spectre, right?
I think the daughter is also...
She just take the same name?
Yep.
I can't remember how.
Also, apparently Starfire's in The Watchmen.
Yeah, I love that.
So is Hawk.
Yeah. They're just like...
She was front and center, though. Yeah.
And Beast Boy as the bird.
Yeah, amazing.
Yep.
There's going to be a Teen Titans and Watchmen crossover, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think the Blue Man group can be in the game. I think he's too strong.
Well, he's more powerful. He's literally a god, an actual god.
Yeah, right, that's my point.
Not even Thor god.
He's hanging out on Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's I'm going to go brood on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we want to start with the Doom Patrol?
Yes.
I think...
Nah.
Start with Grifter, because he's a single model.
Yeah. Okay, Grifter. Okay. And also, because, yes, I want to talk about Coles and guys who love cats.
Yes. Don't forget to get your cash and take it to Coles.
Yeah, take it to Coles and play with Wildcats.
Yep.
Best.
Boom.
All right. So, he's pretty expensive. He is a he works for Brave and the Bold. He's a free agent. He's $30. No,
Night Models is charging $50 a mini.
He is 140 rep with 600 funding. So that's that's a tough fit. He's got dual hand cannons, so Bloodstun, rate of fire 4, 3 ammo, short range firearm light. He's got an SMG, so double blood, rate of fire 4 again, 2 ammo, short range firearm, red dot, which is awesome. He's got master, or I'll just go to. So his stats, he's got willpower 8, he's a strength 4, movement 3, attack 5, defense 4, endurance 10.
You didn't see means, people right? already called you out. Saying that this guy is clearly trash.
Yeah, sucks. Yeah, defense four trash. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's a liability.
I've actually like legit. When I've been building lists on that on the website builder, I've been giving him martial artist because defense four is trash. I'm not even kidding.
Classic.
He's too expensive to lose. All right. He's got master fighter, so he gets a +1 bonus to hit with unarmed attacks. He's a mastermind, so a little pregame support. He's got mental dominance, which is a new thing. It's too special. Once per turn, this model may change the position of 4 action counters on an enemy non-vehicle model's character card in line of sight.
Stupid.
So it could be the table when taken with Gordon, which this guy will probably most likely be taken with Gordon. That's pretty gross.
No, no, that's already 200 rep.
That's the cheapest leader you can. Oh, I'm sorry. You can take like Batgirl. Like you can take a sidekick, I guess.
Or sorry,
your boss.
It's actually 210 rep, right?
God, Gordon 70. Mental dominance, though, as a rule, is disgusting.
That is pretty gross. He's beyond that. He's got mixed combat style, so he can shoot and melee attack. He's got reinforced gloves. He's sharpshooter, so he ignores pings. He's telekinesis, which is a new rule. At the start of this model's activation, choose one and gain the effect until the end of the round. The first effect is this model can move, and its weapons can still use its full rate of fire. Its second effect is this model's unarmed close combat attacks gain triple stun, and its damage rolls always succeed on a 3+, ignoring any other rule, and he cannot use mixed combat style. And he's a veteran, and that's it.
That's it.
Just that's it. Yeah,
that's, all. That's all it is. So initial thoughts?
I think he's okay because he's 140 rep and 600 funding.
Yep.
And so, defense 4.
I think he's a great model. I like models that are in this design space where he's clearly powerful, but not he's not just in like a windmill slam in every list.
He's not auto included.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got red dot to help him hit. That's about it.
He's a
master fighter.
He does have master fighter.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're right. For hitting high defense and stuff like that with his guns, he doesn't have like any way to, besides just...
Well, he's in Brave and the Bold, so whistles.
Whistles.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
if he's in your list, you're taking 2 whistles. If you're not, you're probably doing it wrong.
Maybe. I mean, it depends on what your makeup of your list looks like.
Yeah.
You need models that are proper whistle carriers, like Alfred.
But that's super easy to do.
Sure.
What I do know is he's not acrobat. So he gets hit by Barsad on 2s, and it cannot dodge it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yep.
If Barsad can see him.
Yeah. Sees the whole table.
I know.
So the sweet thing about him, or the thing that I think holds him back a little bit, so not the sweet thing about him, is his guns are short range. So he's going to have to be able to move and shoot.
As you can say, he has rules that make it that's not that big a drawback.
I know he has rules that make it so it's not that big of a drawback, but it also...
He's also willpower 8.
Like what's his movement stat?
3.
3.
So he moves 10 inches, fires. So if you're 18 inches away from him or closer, he can walk up, shoot you, no pings, rate fire 4, red dot reroll.
I'm just saying that's a limiting factor.
He has to move.
Yeah, he has to move around those pings. Oh, no, he doesn't have to move around the pings. Never mind.
He can't just be a straight up melee boss, though, as well as a gunner.
Why not?
If he's
mixed combat style.
No, not if he uses. He means he can't do triple stun. If he's
He can't do his triple stun.
If he's gonna mix combat style.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's still gonna do 2 stun.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still
with strength 4 and.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that I loved about his card is actually his telekinesis, do triple stuns, and then like being able to get in there and actually do damage to like medium armor models on threes.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's like a, that's like, I think if I were to play him, that's the reason I would play him. I ha- we have gun, like Brave and the Bold has guns.
Wait, medium armor and yeah. threes. Does he ignore?
He ignores any other rule or so you do triple stun and it ignores or and his damage rolls always succeed on a 3+, ignoring any other rule.
Okay, I missed that. All right,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really strong,
super mechanical.
But yeah, that's like that's pretty that's really strong.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's a versatile damage dealer.
Right, he's a huge output monster.
Yep. Because, yeah, Brave and the Bold, like, when I was building lists, I was able to actually build, like, a six-model list with, like, a 92-point Batman. So, 92 or 100-point Batman, whatever. And then you could still give him Martial Artist and then still have six models in the list with Larita, two whistles, and an extra mag. And I was like, that feels like a pretty solid list.
I wonder, like, in the comics, is he super durable? Like, is he really tough or something?
I think so. Okay. I don't know much about him. No one knows much about him.
We just know that he likes cats and he shops at Kohl's. That's the two things.
Yeah. I always laugh when like just a regular guy's endurance 10 when it's like the same as like Bane or someone like a big model. She's like, oh, this random guy is super beefy.
I mean, I don't think any of us have read Wildcats, right?
Nope. Yeah. I only know him from Flashpoint.
He was an indie comic that had to make a cooler guy than Red Hood. So they were like, what if he was Red Hood?
Well, but he's like not even more stuff. Not even like the main character, right?
No, I know. He's cooler Red Hood, though. Like, I mean, Red Hood's not the main character of anything.
I will be honest.
The Red Hood comic book line.
What?
That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If the Red Hood.
But that I'm creating right now.
Right now. Got me.
If got the me. Like 80-point Red Hood or whatever it is. The twin guns one. If he was actually in standard right now, I'd probably still be playing him over this guy.
No, well, yeah, no, you're like, right. But
they're pretty close to the same thing.
Minus 60 rep is
it's a huge deal.
Crap ton plus also like 200 funding.
This guy's a lot easier to use though. He doesn't require teamwork or to be able to position himself and then not move. You know, like
he's not like sturdy or anything like that, right? He loses
this guy. No, he's still he loses it.
This is very point and clicky though. You're just like, I'm gonna go delete something. You're gonna do
it. He's well shot.
Maybe I'm not even sure if he's as good as well shot at doing that.
Maybe
I think he's more versatile than well shot is.
He's more versatile and he's more turn in turn out than well shot. Will shot blows his load and then he's kind of. He's still actually great.
I was don't you badmouth my boy. You still got time on turn two, and then I kill things on turn three then and turn four.
After he blows his load, then you're like, he feels like a 115-point model for 95 or 85 points.
96.
96.
Yeah, I'm excited to try him out.
Willshot? He's great.
I know.
Wait, you haven't played Willshot yet?
I've never played Willshot.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've never have.
Jeez.
I thought you were joking. I thought you meant Grifter.
No. I've never played Willshot.
You got to get on that train, man.
I will.
Get on that. Yeah.
Willshot was in a no man's land of he was too hot and everybody was taking him, so I just couldn't. So I was like, I can't be that guy.
That's an idea.
And then the meta moved away from him.
And now he's just like my domain.
Exactly. Now he's just awesome. So anybody who takes him is awesome because, you know, there's so many more broken things out there. But I still can't. Like, I'm like, well, crap.
He's just funny because he's like a model that's lasted like
I still think he
lasted was. Since like first edition. He was like a monstrosity in first edition and he's still good.
He got nerfed and he's still good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think he might be pound for pound best model in the game.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Continue.
I disagree. He's defense 4.
I know. He's still
he's trash.
Automatically disqualified.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
We have other models to talk about.
Right.
There are.
Would
it's
you,
not just Grifter,
Nigel,
the D Patrol,
like to talk about the Doom Patrol?
Yeah,
I was going to suggest the Penguin guys.
The Doom Patrol.
We could do the Doom Patrol.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Doom Patrol has an exciting new addition into the Chair Club for Men, which is a guy in a wheelchair,
the Chief.
Dude. Yeah, poor man's Xavier.
He is Niles Calder, the Chief. He is a sidekick for Brave and the Bold. Which I don't.
Is he a leader for Doom Patrol?
We don't know.
No, he's a sidekick.
We don't have team rules yet.
What if they're not a team?
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be awkward. That'd be super awkward. They are, he's 70 rep, 200 funding. He's got a hidden gun, so Bloodstun, rate of fire 2, ammo 2, short range firearm. He's a genius.
If he was a genius, I feel like he would carry a better gun.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I got
Hold up, just real quick. If a lord of business gives you $500, what does a genius give you?
Well, let's find out.
We should just guess real quick.
We should speculate.
Speculate. If a lord of business, you're Jeff Bezos, you get $500.
Yeah.
That's it?
What? Exactly. So what does being a genius get you? I'm going to go with...
Everyone in your crew gains the handyman trait.
I'm going to go with half a strategy point.
What is it?
Okay, we're just going to... a genius is one special. Once per round, this model can move or remove up to 2 action counters from a friendly model within 6 inches, and then allocate the same number of action counters to another friendly model within 6 inches.
Does it allow them to go over their limit?
No, it does not, because it just says allocate.
Yeah. So this is like super teamwork, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like what a genius.
It's like genius is awkward teamwork.
It's taking an activation to use teamwork.
Yeah.
Or/slash awkward, unpredictable. What's the Joker rule?
Trickster. It's not that. It's trickster.
Because can't you just take your defense counters and put them into somebody else's attack?
Does it require you to give it to somebody else?
Another friendly model.
Yeah, so you can't take it from somebody and then give it right back to him in a different place. You have to take it from this model and give it to that model.
Yeah, but if some guys stack defense, it doesn't require they remain the same counter type, right?
No. Correct. Yeah.
So you can take defense counters from...
off somebody and then put attack counters onto somebody else.
Yeah, that's so why it's not great.
Yeah.
It's teamwork, trickster teamwork.
Teamwork can only take the counter of its type.
Yeah, I get that.
So, yeah.
But that teamwork does let you go over, doesn't it?
It does let you go over.
Yeah, this one doesn't. Yep.
Genius is not very good.
It's fine.
It's exactly the rule you'd expect based on the rule.
I expect that he's probably, because he's 70 rep, you're probably just going to play Beast Boy. But beyond that,
he's Beast Boy in the Doom Patrol?
Yeah, he is, of course.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, that's where he started.
I like how everybody's like, yeah.
Nigel and I just look at each other like, what?
Sure.
The other guys I know that is because Colin.
Also, it turns out Mira was in the Doom Patrol. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I got so offended. My nerd came out of me for a second. So he has leadership, medic, mastermind, protect me, which is just.
Protect me is bodyguard, but anybody can bodyguard for you.
Yep. We're still talking about wheelchair guy.
Yeah, chief. Yeah.
So mastermind, and he's a genius. He's got both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good,
but not a strategist.
And he is he's a psycho, which is new.
It's not new.
That's not new.
Oh, it's not.
No. He can't. His willpower can't be reduced.
Yeah.
Okay. He's scientific, a strategist, and
oh shit, he is a strategist.
Oh, he's a okay,
mastermind,
he's
a genius, and a strategist.
Also a psycho.
And a psycho. Yeah. I get a real good picture of who the chief just truly is.
And his last rule is wheelchair.
Okay.
Tell me more. Friendly models in contact with this model can make a manipulate action.
To move
it up to 3 inches directly away. Then the model that took the action is placed in contact with this model.
That's actually kind of
weird, but good. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is good, right? Because
it's like extra movement.
Yeah,
like,
you can be on the backside, and then all of a sudden you're moving like Robot Man.
Yeah.
5 or 6 inches before he actually moves. For the cost of one movement counter, but that movement counter would only get you 2 inches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's like a weird jank teleport.
Also, I like that it's essentially just them like pushing the wheelchair, but also like riding on the back of it once they get it rolling.
Yeah.
His stats are bad.
What? Really? A guy in a wheelchair has bad stats?
He does.
I mean, is he death four?
he's not. So, yeah, no, he's not trash, I guess. He's
deaf five.
Oh crap! He's willpower 8, strength 4, movement 1, attack 3, defense 3, endurance 6.
Defense 3.
He's in a wheelchair.
That's my point. There's other mouths in the game who are defense 2.
The tyrant, monstrosity of a umbrella core monster, is defense 2, and this guy's like, yeah, I'm way dodgier than that guy.
That's my point. Yeah, that's some dude in a wheelchair
racing around Solomon Grundy.
Also, movement 1 is BS. Have you guys ever watched
players,
like the wheelchair basketball players? Those guys get around.
They get around.
Yeah, but this is an old man in a wheelchair.
He's a psycho.
He's strike 4. He can clearly push those wheels.
Yeah.
He's a genius. He knows how to move the
chair. Psycho, dude. Come on.
Yeah, also strength 4.
He's strength 4 too.
Yeah.
God damn it. He is stronger than ninjas.
He's stronger than Katana.
Yeah. Well, she's a girl. I'm kidding. I didn't mean that.
Oh, jeez. Colin.
He's stronger than katanas.
What?
He's stronger than katanas, the weapons. Not the model katana.
They're just sharp. They're not strong.
Yeah.
Almost everything with a katana has strength 5.
No.
Oh. No.
I said almost everything.
And the new Damian. Gold card guy, Damian, there's 3.
Anybody on a Titan dose?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Moving on.
Kabuto.
All right. Totally moving on. We have Robot Man.
Beep boop.
Also known as, oh my God, what's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. There we go.
Does it actually say that on the card?
No.
He's lame. Clifford Steele. He is a NASCAR driver.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's not how he
took one too
body,
many right turns.
I don't feel like the typical NASCAR fan base would accept a cyborg as their, like...
Well, no, he used... When he was
like,
a person...
Go back to your country where you came from, you robot man!
They're taking our jobs! So he's a free agent. We are super off track. All right.
Apologies to any NASCAR fans.
Yeah, I was going to do that if you weren't going to.
He's a free agent, obviously, for Brave and the Bold. He's 85 reps, 0 funding. He's... willpower 7, strength 3, movement 2, attack 4, defense 3, endurance 9. He's cybernetic. He's medium armor. He's got steel hands, so he does triple stun. He's desensitized. He has true love, crazy Jane. He has order, which I believe is you move 2 tokens on somebody within like a certain distance. I think it's 1.
It might be 2, but whatever. We get the
idea. Yeah, it's something like that. We can't see the back of the card, so
he's bossy.
I don't want to look it up.
One of the least used rules. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he has Unstoppable, which that's the thing I think that makes him pretty good, actually.
I think the medium armor and the three pals, the three stars.
And desensitized and endurance sign.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's just a tank.
He's a tank, but
it's like he's a robot.
I like, he's pretty beefy, though. His attack is pretty
beefy.
And
endurance
actually is
pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's how many points?
Medium.
85. That's not that much.
He's cheap.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, there's not much else to say.
He's almost half the cost of a grifter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's a robot, and grifter has more health than the robot.
Cyborg's looking at this guy intently.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Cyborg
doesn't exist in our game.
He's coming. Mm-hmm. He's looking at this guy. He's like, I better be 95 points.
We got
points.
All the Teen Titans. We'll ever get.
We have Rita Starr, is our next model. It's Elastigirl. She's a free agent, Brave and the Bold, 61 rep, 0 funding. She has extended limbs, 1 special. This model can make close combat attacks against models up to 3 inches away as if they were in contact.
What's her willpower?
7.
Oh, yeah, sorry. She's willpower 7, movement 3, strength 4, attack 4, defense 4, trash, endurance 7.
447 is pretty solid.
That's a pretty good stat line.
3447 solid
and
for a 61 point
gross.
Model.
Yeah,
is very
really,
nice.
Really good stat line.
She is
super reach
undercover. She has performance. If this model is not, or sorry, performance. If this model is not knocked out, enemy models within 6 inches that wish to perform an attack or use traits with an activation cost. Oh God, I know where this is going. Must first pass a willpower
trigger.
Roll.
nerd.
Or must spend one additional action counter to perform that action. In addition, if they fail, the rest of, God damn it. If they fail
the test.
In addition, if they fail the test, they suffer minus one to their hit rolls until the end of the round.
So it's gross. Like Archie, but not as
but
bad.
But it's balanced. It's a little bit more balanced. Still rough.
I mean, I guess.
It's way more balanced.
It's way more balanced. It's at least a test, and...
It's a test. Most of your henchmen will still fail it.
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty gross still, actually.
It doesn't affect movement, which is nice, but it's on a model... that can actually do things.
Right, correct. Yeah. It's got a model that can actually hit you. Yeah. It has good defense, and it's got pretty high endurance.
It's a very good rule.
But you can kill it.
You can kill her.
Yeah.
She's resilient, so she rerolls failed endurance
rolls. You can't kill her. She's resilient. Oh.
She has stretching. At the start of this model's activation, change all of its blood damage to stun damage. In addition, once per round during its activation, this model can choose to increase its size or decrease it. Until its next activation, if the model increases its size, it gains plus one to its damage rolls and its unarmed attacks inflict double stun damage. But the model suffers minus one defense. Oh no, defense three.
Super trash.
If the model decreases its size, it gains plus one defense and plus one to its pings. I think it's supposed to be minus one to its pings, right?
I think it's plus one to its ping rolls.
Yeah, you get plus one to your ping roll.
Yeah.
So if you roll a three...
It says ping rolls.
Yeah, if you roll a three, it's a four, so you ping.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot that when it's ping,
you're trying to hit a four up.
Well, the ping always, despite it not being the end of the sentence, always puts in the punctuation as if the sentence is over.
Yeah. It's ping.
So ping rolls. But loses minus one to its defense rolls or damage rolls. Damn it. sorry, I'm like super.
That rule is absolutely incredible.
The rule is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that she converts all of her, and she has regeneration, which is the next thing you were going to say. Yeah. But the fact that she converts all of her blood to stun every turn is like nutso in and of itself, let alone the rest of it.
Well, and she doesn't suck because you can be defense five. Boom. Saved her for you.
Headshot.
Yep.
Best model on the team.
I mean, probably.
I think she's really good. Like, she's actually, when I was looking through it, I was like, this is the one model that I'd be like, I might put her on a regular Brave.
Yeah.
She's only 61. Yeah. 61 points.
I mean,
it's not cheap
bad for her stat line.
Eight rep, too cheap.
Her last thing is she has True Love, Beast Boy.
Ooh.
Sorry. Oh,
the only thing I can see.
Does she have True Love for Beast Boy?
Not in the show. I don't, not anyway.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any bonuses to hit, which could be an issue.
Is anybody that has True Love for Beast Boy into bestiality by definition?
Ooh,
ooh man. Probably? Like, probably.
It just sort of depends.
It depends. Yeah. I guess it depends on Beast Boy's mood, right?
Okay. Yeah. We'll just say human form only, all right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Sure.
Crazy Jane's the last one.
Clarified it.
Yeah.
Crazy Jane's the last one. We can't really say much about her. So
there's another one after Crazy
Jane. Don't we have all our rules?
Yeah.
And also, we haven't done Negative Man.
Negative Man.
Oh, yeah.
Negative Man.
So we have Negative Man, who is a free agent, 79 rep. He has minor explosions. It's a blood stun damage, rate of fire 2, short range, beam explosive. He has
explosive beam.
Willpower 7. Yeah, it is an explosive beam. That's kind of cool. Willpower 7, strength 4, movement 3, attack 3, defense 3, special 3, endurance 6.
What a garbage model.
What a garbage
just
model.
Just pump your brakes.
He has bluff, so you have to spend an extra attack if he wants to use it. It's almost never used. He has obstinate, so this model's action counter is going to have to be reallocated or swapped by other models. Does that include, like, the chief?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. That's annoying. So he has fly. He has disappearing, which is 2 movement and a special. It's a passive. When this model becomes the target of an enemy attack, you can activate this trait to move up to 4 inches before the attack is performed. if this model or if this means the enemy could no longer target the model, the attack automatically misses.
Gross.
That's cute. That cost you three counters out of your activation.
Yep. Also, whistles exist. So, he has radioactive soul self. It costs two special. Once per round, when this trait is used, this model becomes immune to all damage and effects. Cannot be targeted by any model. Cannot move. And cannot control or dispute objectives. Okay. However, this model gains plus one attack.
It's really weird that they typed it as dispute objectives when it's contest. Always contest.
Yeah. So he gains plus one attack, plus two to damage rolls, and is immune, and his unarmed attacks produces double stun damage. This model can make close combat attacks against models up to 8 inches away, as if they were in contact. These conditions last until the end of the round, or end of this model's next activation. The trait cannot be used for two consecutive rounds.
What's his rep cost?
79,
yeah. I think he seems okay.
He's got some game.
He's okay. I'm not super excited about him, but he's okay. Mm-hmm. I am also thinking of a lot of these models in terms of free agents and Brave of the Bold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the only way I can think of them right now, really.
Well, you can think of them all working together in a team because they're going to be a team, and this is
you just
a
have
box,
no idea
so,
how the team works.
Well, sure, but
I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have bonuses. It's very limited, so they're going to have some kind of bonus to work together.
Yeah, probably.
And we also don't know the objective.
They all gain handyman.
He seems interesting. Like, I feel like it's going to take some time to learn how to play him really well, but I feel like he can do some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah. He's definitely the wackiest of the ones we've seen so far.
I mean, the big thing is you're spending a lot of counters a turn doing your abilities.
When he's only willpower 7.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, can you do other things with him, and how much work can he do while still doing these wacky abilities? So
we'll see.
Also, when
well,
it
there's
says...
there's no reason to use both abilities in the same turn, right?
No.
Because the one makes you invulnerable to damage.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to use the other to like escape incoming damage.
So my question with their wording on Elastigirl and now Negative Man with their can attack as if they're in base-to-base contact, does it say that with like reach?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering in terms of crowding out, does that...
Crowding out specifically says other models in base-to-base contact.
Yeah,
whereas
but they're attacking as if they're in base-to-base
contact. They're attacking as though they're in base-to-base contact.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they are in base-to-base contact for the purposes of other models crowding out.
I was just making sure. I've never actually read that wording from like an ability before, so...
I mean, we can go back and read. I just... Reach does not allow you to crowd.
Yeah, I know that.
It usually says can make close combat attacks. It doesn't say they're base-to-base. It can say they make close combat attacks against models as if they were in combat.
Yeah.
Not base-to-base.
Okay. But so yeah, that's him. He's like interesting.
Maybe interesting.
So now we have Crazy Jane.
Mm-hmm.
She is the cheapest of the bunch at 55 rep, and she is a henchman, which is also actually kind of interesting.
Equipment.
Oh man, I was speaking into my beer.
Yep.
What's her willpower?
She's willpower 6. So, not
so
bad.
She goes to a 5 when she's possessed.
She's strength 5, so she is weaker than the chief.
she's weaker than the chief.
Yep.
Dude, have you ever... There's dudes in... How about Lieutenant Dan? That guy was buff.
Yeah,
that's
true.
F.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some strong dudes in wheelchairs.
Just back to those basketball,
and chicks
and, those basketball players.
Exactly.
They...
Let's quit wheelchair shaming.
No, I was not wheelchair.
Wheelchair shaming.
I was old man shaming.
No WSing on this podcast.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So she's willpower 6, strength 5, movement 3, attack 3, defense 3, endurance 6. She has lightning, which is a 1 blood, 1 stun, rate of fire 3, unlimited ammo, medium range beam throwing electric.
I like that thing, man.
Yeah, she already is kind of solid for a rep. She has flame bolts, which is 1 blood, 1 stun, rate of fire 2, short range beam throwing fire.
I like that, man.
Yep, she is bipolar. She has a rule called personalities, self-discipline. Get out of here, Josh.
But I can still possess her.
Oh,
that's what you're talking about. Prevent me from possessing her.
Damn it. Oh, that's fine. I guess
one of her
care.
Personalities might though.
Well, yeah. She has sturdy.
Sure.
And then, yeah. So personalities. We'll read that. At the end of this, or I haven't actually read this rule yet. So personalities. At the end of the take the lead phase, shuffle all of the personality cards and draw one. Apply the rules on that card to this model until the end of the round. This model cannot use its weapons unless it draws a personality card that allows it.
Yuck.
This model ignores the steal effect. In addition, if the opponent has 5 APs more than the owner of this model and or this model has 3 or more damage markers, you may draw 3 Ooh. Cards and choose one.
How many cards do we think there are? How many personalities does she have in the show?
62 or 64.
Do you think there's 62 cards?
I mean, I hope so. That'd be amazing.
Just a quick correction. Self-discipline does stop mind control.
It stops mind control. It does not stop the rule possession, which allows Ivy to take henchmen from other crews at minus one willpower.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That,
yeah. Yeah. That was my original, like, yeah, was,
oh, okay. Yes, that's exactly what self-control does.
I thought we were all the same boat.
Yeah. 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 I thought self-discipline was like maybe didn't allow counters to be moved.
No,
around.
No.
Okay.
But no. Yeah, she actually seems pretty cool. We can't really say much about her because we don't know what her personalities are because they didn't post those. I wish they would have. That would be cool.
Well, if there's 64, that's a lot to post.
If there's 64, that's a lot to post. But
it's lots of cards to lose. I'd probably lose a bunch of those cards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It'd be so sad if I lost like all but the ones that I really
like. Dude, you
liked.
Know what's totally going to happen? No, maybe I shouldn't say it. People are going to be missing like one card from that pack. So they'll get their new Doom Patrol and they'll be going through the personalities and they'll be missing one or two.
Call yeah.
Them. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what they'll get for equipment. If they're going to get any equipment or if they have specific strategies that go along with
If they're a team, they'll have equipment.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what.
I mean, probably handcuffs,
a bus,
stuff like that. A bus.
Ooh.
Also, we don't know what their objective does yet, which that's the mule in the picture.
Probably something crazy.
Yeah, probably something crazy.
It like sucks things into its butt, right?
Yeah, that's what we said on our last episode.
Yeah.
It butt sucks.
It butt sucks.
Classic butt sucker.
All right, but that's a Doom Patrol. Their rules just by themselves are interesting.
Pretty zany.
Pretty zany.
So yeah, some cool stuff from Gen Con. All right, so what's our next topic of conversation?
Yeah.
The best topic.
The Speed Force?
Penguin.
What?
What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we still have more models to talk about?
Yeah, two models.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'll take over this one, guys. We got Jackson Fat Smith, Street Demon Biker number 2.
There's some shaming. Fat Smith. There's so much shaming.
A lot of fat dudes. Yeah, well, this is
good. He looks like a guy.
Yeah, they're clearly at
this
point.
He looks like Josh.
Yeah. Josh looks so mad. That was a huge dig.
It's fat as in wallet. It has nothing to do with his body.
Can we cut your hair like this, please? We'll just give you like a weird bull cut helmet hair.
Yes.
This is you from now on. Jackson Fat Smith. Hey, Jackson.
Good old Jackson Fats is 34 points, 300 funding. He's a henchman. He's got a short shotgun, expansive firearm,
ooh,
blood stun, rate of fire 1, ammo 2. Pretty awesome that we got the old shotguns back. I've only been complaining about it since the dawn of time. Since
it's not exactly the old shotguns because it's not like serious moderate.
It's also, it doesn't come pre-mind controlled by Ivy, so it's definitely not the old shotgun. But and I've got 2 ammo, so if she does mind control me, I still have a chance to use it at least once. Always on the move is one of his rules. Crap, they don't actually
he has the set of biker rules. That
biker rules, so he can like attack and move. He can like move, attack and move. Yeah. He's got a biker jacket, which is hockey gear. He's cruel, which means he can remove dudes. That's arresting for bad guys.
No, I don't think he's the one with Cruel, is he?
Yeah, he's Cruel. Oh, no, that's Joe Viking Thompson. You're right. You're right. He's fast. He's greedy, which is just, I can only control safes.
And yep.
Handyman, which is he gives the Penguin handies.
Josh, your handyman.
Yeah. He's
it's everywhere.
He's got a mechanical mount, much like the Penguin. They got kind of matching rides, part of the gang. He's a mobster. And he has special base,
he doesn't have, which is basically a chair. Ride. It's not a penguin Harley.
No, penguins is kitted out though. It's got, he's basically, his Harley is a penguin.
Jackson, what do you think? Yeah.
What? What's the point of? What's the point of him having mobster?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
He gangs up on dudes.
Yeah, but he doesn't have like a melee attack.
Punch people.
Yeah, he punches people
with single stuns.
You can always always buy reinforced gloves.
On average, Colin.
Are you going to claim that you've never punched for a single stun? Are you going to make that almost outrageous never. Claim right now?
Yeah, those models are just so trash.
I mean, they don't make any defense 5 models to punch for a single stun. So
he's a bittersweet guy because he's got greed. I'll already take safes.
Oh, also
wait, you played speedsters.
Also Batgirl.
Batgirl and speedsters. Mm-hmm. Yep. Get out of here.
So I already play safes, so that's cool because I got a fast guy who can go score me some safes. And then with Penguin, score more for those safes. He can also probably, but he can't grab the information, so I can't have Pornhub sitting next to the safe.
Why can't he grab the information?
Because he's a greedy dude.
That doesn't mean he can't.
He can grab it all he wants, but it doesn't do him any good.
You don't score the information anyway,
information,
so it
doesn't
matter.
Score.
Yes, but you can't control it. So if he's holding it, it's not controlling it, and then it has to be controlled for it to multiply the
score. It doesn't. That's not what greed says.
I thought greed is specifically that he can't.
I think it's you can't score it. It doesn't say you can't control it.
You may only score. Well, maybe it's you may only control.
I of course have no backside cards on to look at.
Look at the compendium.
Maybe it is control.
Yeah. Yep.
Really, the Penguin. The Pornhub like requires you to control it for its ability to...
Correct. If it's being controlled by a friendly henchman, then things within 6 inches can score bubble. So
you know what, though? He's a beef boy.
He's a beef boy.
He's endurance 7 for 34 rep.
Yeah.
That's
you have
that
point,
is
sir.
Legit.
And he's def 3, attack 3, willpower 5, movement 3.
So you can always give him brass knuckles.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can with like you could take the penguin, but no. Scopes. Tanner just demands a scope.
Dang it.
No one's
going to get that scope out of here.
Yeah. Nope. So let's, but he's willpower 5, so that's cool. So let's move on to Joe Viking Thompson. He's got a sweet goatee. He's bald headed. He's 33 rep with 0 funding.
This is just like Nigel and Josh hanging out.
Yeah, it is.
I like that neither of them, like, they're not just like fats and Viking, even though that's like the insinuation.
Yeah.
They have their like full like anybody Joe else Tom, in this game that's like called something like that's just what's on the card. These guys have their like boring Christian baptized name.
Yeah,
like,
greed is control. You can only control loot and save. Mm-hmm. So Nigel's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can still pick it up, drop it off for somebody else.
Okay. So biker check and hockey gear always on the move. We know fast. This guy's cruel. Cruel and Penguin is a good rule because Penguin does have a lot of like
random stun
stunning. Yeah, so it's nice to be able to just get some guys out of there. Fast, greed, mechanical mount, mobster, special base as per usual, spike bat, heavy handy,
that's
blood
great.
Stun, amazing.
He's great.
What's his strength?
He's a 5.
He's a fiver.
He's a force.
So you put 5 on it, you hit and unforce.
But he's attack 4. That's legit.
Yeah, attack 4. Gross. Endurance 6, willpower 5, but anyways, overall, just great.
The Viking loses 1 endurance because he's not fat, I guess.
That's right, he's not a fat dude.
I mean, overall, they're both pretty great for what they are. Like, 34 and 33, they're both kind of beefy for what they are.
To range out and score them safes on turn 1, give people a little bit of fear of the Penguin.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be like, oh, maybe.
Good.
Taste your Penguin.
Yeah, a little taste of the old Penguin.
Gross.
These guys are perfect. And they're, you know, affordable.
And the models are super awesome.
They're okay.
What? You don't like the bikes?
The, you know, not to complain too much, but generally speaking, when it comes to vehicles, with the exception of one, the Penguin itself, the Penguin boat, details a little sketch on the old
vehicular.
Okay, well, this is like
vehicular stuff.
These are the latest ones, so maybe they've ramped them up.
They painted them the best. I can look up close. I can see that they're quite well painted.
Yes.
With the NMM metallics all up on the engines.
Yeah.
And they basically did a lot of work that the sculptor didn't on the paint jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least they're like Harley style instead of...
I like that.
Instead of crotch rock.
Yeah, yeah. I got Sons of Anarchy, so it's pretty legit.
Right, exactly.
I got Jax and I don't know, who, some other guy from the show.
Yep, some other guy. Don't remember the name.
Jax and Timmy.
There's the... Yeah, sure, Timmy.
Who's the...
Crap. It begins with an O.
Who's Pierce Brosnan.
Who's the Mexican one who like turned on him for a second?
Damn it.
Jose.
No...
What was his buddy's name that died in prison? Spoilers.
Yeah, you're right.
Ollie.
Grunch or Crunch or something or Munch.
There was an Ollie for sure.
Ollie?
I feel like there was an Ollie.
He was named after six skateboard tricks.
Yeah. Or someone's Scottish doggy.
Yeah.
Crap.
Right now.
Well, whatever.
All our SOA fans, fans that are listeners out there.
Yeah. Cool.
Screaming.
Well, that was a lot. I mean, people were kind of worried about not getting a lot of stuff released this month.
Particularly because
there was so much other stuff that they had. Like a bunch of DCU
they
stuff.
They cranked stuff out.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff came out this
DCU
month.
Basically was like, do you have these four models? Well, would you want to buy them again to get this fifth one? And that was basically the DCU experience all month.
I mean, the Aquaman, it has a separate pack.
Oh, okay.
So they showed that today.
Sweet.
So I think the other ones probably do too.
I was super sad about some of them because I was like, I would have bought that bundle. Like
the Hetera and Gotham
like the
bundle.
Batman villains bundle. Yeah. I was like, man, that's a sweet bundle if I didn't own all of the models in it.
I had to own all of them pretty much. Yeah. And then, I don't know, like all the DCU ones, I don't have any of that stuff. So I'd be...
Yeah, I'll probably buy the one with Aquaman in it.
I mean, the Justice League Dark Pack is sweet if I didn't own... hadn't already bought the Justice League Dark Pack.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I was like, well, so I've got Swamp Thing and Dead Man and Black Orchid, so I can get Swamp Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, oh, man, I could have picked up Constantine and Zatanna and
that's
Raven,
true.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's just Constantine and Zatanna.
I thought it was a six model pack.
It could be.
But either way, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It has Jason Blood. Just Jason Blood and Etrigan.
I've got
and
Jason
I was just
Blood.
Like,
yeah, I think most people have like Constantine and other stuff.
I was
so.
Like, man, you've been sweet.
Well, I mean, these aren't made for us. They're made for...
I know, but I can still gripe.
Yeah, I'll be excited once DCU gets Batman rules, then I'll play it.
Mm. I mean, I don't know. I could play it. It's just a beer and pretzels game, I think. But
next month, they're going to release Harry Potter packs, which will have like 10 superheroes in it. And I'll be super pissed. I'll be like, dude, I've got 8 of those heroes.
I'm in. Yeah. I'll play Harry Potter. I'm super excited for that Gen Con exclusive.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah. Narlacc.
Grimdark.
Yeah. I mean, I did see a guy was playing with Darkseid as a proxy for the Butcher.
He did.
And, from Owls. And I was like, that model does look pretty cool on the table. So I was like, kind of like, why did I sell mine? But whatever. It's still cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's long range. Just kill the bathroom. Well, sweet. Yeah, there's a lot of release, so not much to complain about.
What did I miss? Did a new Penguin model come out while I was gone? Yep. Sweet.
Cornholio.
Yeah. It's a ground pounder. Is it the Street Demons pack from the arcade game?
Well, you two finally got your model's likelihoods made into the game. Josh's is the...
He can't even remember the name of it.
Oh, it's Fat Something.
I'm unpacking...
Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Jackson.
And then you're the Viking.
Jackson Fat Smith. I don't even... That one, I would have actually just not put the like hyphens on the... Or whatever the... like
that's his middle. That's his real
just
middle.
Have it be Jackson Fat Smith. So he's just like a Smith of Fat.
Or that's just like a real middle name.
Yeah, he just runs around with a hammer, just like, we got to work this fat in shape. Sweet, I made a table.
Kind of reminds me of, have you ever seen that Regular Show? It looks like the Muscle Man from Regular Show or whatever.
Regular Show?
Yeah. It's a weird random cartoon.
An actual cartoon called Regular Show.
Oh, okay.
There's this like goofy dude that looks
that
like
vaguely describes every show on network television.
Yeah, right.
The Regular Show. Is that
that's
the one with
the
cops or the okay.
Yeah. The joke is it's called Regular Show, but it's like anything but a regular show.
But it's not that edgy.
It's not that edgy.
It's no Adventure Time.
Yeah.
I mean, Regular Show's pretty good.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's
a bunch of baby ducks standing in a row.
It's a regular show.
I don't.
Interesting.
It was from the show. God. You noobs.
All right, well, should we get back to the cast?
Yeah. Let's get back. Let's move on from this regular show talk.
Oh, right. It's time to...
Oh, yeah. Speed.
Enter the space bars.
Nice.
That's my new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Well, then it should be... train.
That's the sound a train makes.
Choo right. Choo, motherfuckers. Oh, we can't say that.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah.
It's so explicit, but we can.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
Patreon just moved us back into adult.
Let's go.
Oh, am I doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. We going left? We going right? Oh, I guess it's the reverse flash this time. So I guess.
Counterclockwise.
It's me, the reverse flash.
Mm-hmm. So it starts with me, I guess. Ah, gross.
Okay. Yeah. Most overcosted model in rep and funding in the game. Mine's AK Red Hood.
Mine is Lobo on a bike.
Lobo on a bike.
Green Arrow.
Ooh.
Lobo.
Nice.
But not on a bike.
But not on
a bike. Just regular.
I would totally take regular Lobo. Jeez.
Actually, it's 161 point Bane. He needs to be reduced in cost.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Bringing it back. Choo choo.
I told you he loves trains.
Adores trains.
I like the Bane train. All right. Are the boys part of the DC universe? ? I'm assuming that's the boys, the show.
That is the boys, the show, and no. I mean, we are the boys, so yeah, we're totally in the DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
I shotgun butcher.
What? Why would you want to be butcher?
I'm gonna be butcher.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the Asian girl because she was the most kick ass.
And all the characters.
Anyway, yes, the boys are part of the DC.
Kimiko, that's her name. I think that's.
They are not. Okay. What's your favorite BMG conversion/mod you've seen?
I saw somebody actually take Black Manta and like give him like real swords and like make him look like more like from the movie, I guess. It looked pretty cool.
Mine isn't out yet, but someone took Batgirl and put it on Niles Calder's wheelchair. That one was legit.
Oracle. Nice.
So Nigel will be the one doing that one.
Yep.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, there's not a ton of conversions in this.
My favorite is Boy Wonder Adams. He made Archie a McDonald's clown. That was pretty cool.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's kind of cool.
I guess Adam's big bats, like with the Joker gas canister.
Oh yeah, that was really neat
too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Also, you guys mean Adam Russell Cheese, right?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
We gotta go fast. Sonic Hedgehog.
Okay.
Danky King.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The cast member to the left of you is a new DC villain with powers based on their real life abilities. The one to the right of you is a hero with the same background. Which makes your list and why? Let's just do person to your left is a villain based on their powers. Person to your right is a hero.
That's what, okay. That's what I said.
But which list? Like, which makes your list? That's hard.
Okay.
So let's see.
Pretty easy.
Eggers. Oh, you think you're easy too?
Eggers in his mind is like, I'm being clearly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm
though.
Totally shredded. I'm always on the train. I drink Bang.
Oh my God, we're gonna yeah. Bang.
It's a new. It's a new DC villain. So you have to make.
Oh, it's
up.
A new. What we have to make one up.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Every time you said Bang, I thought you were saying Bang.
Oh,
the villain Bang.
Oh yeah. He's just Bang Train
with powers based on their real life abilities.
Hey, you're just Bang Train, and you just like completely like you're the whole point of your like your superpower is just like gangly bumping into things.
Sure.
All right.
And you just like cause chaos.
Nigel the hero.
Nigel the hero. He's. Oh man, this is hard. This is like super hard. Okay, you're super hard, I guess.
Nice.
The original hard
Nigel,
boy. You're that's like a diamond.
All right, Nigel.
All right, Evil Colin is?
He's Cal-Ball, and he's Cal-Ball, and he's a lord of bad business, so he can, like, buy things and then sell them again and then buy them again. And then he also has a zero funding shotgun, which he has stolen from Joey. And that's basically Colin. And he'd be, and then Josh is a hero. Gosh, just a hero.
The hero one's actually harder, by
it's
the way.
It's harder. Yeah, it's harder to think of a hero. Because technically, Collins actually works as a hero, but because I went into it thinking of as a villain, it still just worked. But as like a hero, all those things, I'd be like, But technically, they still work. Josh would be...
The Brewmaster.
Yeah, exactly. The Brewmaster. And he comes with 4 Venom doses. That he hands out.
Are they Venom doses?
Well, because it's not quite a Titan dose. It's not Bang energy drinks. It's just it's beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So Nigel, the villain, is the illustrator.
Whatever
sick and twisted alt-right stuff he's been viewing lately, he draws to life.
Yep.
He draws to life. Wow. That was amazing.
And then... Eggy is the E-Train as a hero, and his special power is that he delivers on-time protein supplements to needy white boys in frat houses.
What?
I actually hate frat.
Yeah, but this would be perfect, though.
And to women at bars.
But this is why you're a hero.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's not about doing what you love. I might be an
anti-hero if that's the case. All right. Josh is the guzzler. He'll drown people in his brews if they don't like him. So if you don't like his beer, Nigel, you'd been drowned today.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin is the miniature man. He'll get every single miniature and he uses them to save the day. So he'll have a miniature that's appropriate for the situation and it will like grow like a Pokemon and it will save the day.
That would be amazing.
Incidentally... Yeah. The Guzzler is also my porn name.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. We made it. Are the extreme temperatures hitting Europe and America at the moment the reason why we have not seen a new Mr. Freeze box?
No. That's because Freeze is dead.
I am waiting for a congressman to walk onto the floor with Mr. Freeze and be like, see?
See, he's still here.
Go to myth or Mr. Freeze came out.
And then you'll illustrate that. And it'll come to life.
No, it cooled down again. With the newer teams / crews having free rep abilities, does it put older teams feeling left out and not as competitive?
No, I feel like the old teams are in the same kind of general spot as ever.
Absolutely.
They're hot garbage compared to the top.
100%, they're trash. Arrow, like, giving out free reps is not okay, and you can just tell the difference between like old teams and new ones.
The ones that were like that didn't have points were already trash. That's why they're just.
But
there.
They're like extra trash now.
Here we go.
No,
we got a lot to get through. How do you plan to beat Titans? Do you build lists to prepare for other matchups in a tournament setting?
Apparently, you play Red Death.
I'm just going to play my game. I'm going to play my game as if I. So if you remember the movie Red Belt and. You got to draw one, like you had to draw beads, and if you drew like a black bead, you got to roll on a random chart of disadvantages, which is like you could have to fight MMA with your hands tied behind your back.
This is not the Speed Force answer.
This is, yeah. I'm basically going to treat it like that. Like, I've just showed up, they have 700 more points than me, and I have to basically fight with my hands tied behind my back and then not get brain damage.
Oh, okay.
It's just like Red Belt.
Okay.
I already make lists, or try to make lists that can scalp out difficult models, and I plan on running a list that can scalp
out six at the same time.
Scalp out Hawk.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to like make lists specifically for them. Team Arrow, if you had to give multitask to Flash, what multitask trait would you pick?
Plus one willpower.
Which Flash?
Any Flash, I guess.
Just a Flash. I mean, yeah. Mine would be the plus one willpower, and I think it does like something else that is pretty irrelevant.
He can't have the attack one, right?
Because cannot have fighter, no.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, plus one willpower.
Yeah.
Seems good.
I don't even remember multitask all of them. What's your favorite scenario?
Skirmish.
Loot. Or, sorry, trophy.
Race to Glory.
Box in the middle.
Asphalt jungle.
Box in the middle.
Asphalt jungle.
What's in the box?
Future DC cult you're most looking forward to see.
Cult?
Seeing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and definitely Brother Blood.
The Manson family.
Yes.
I don't know. Does the Red Hood have a cult? The Red Hood's cult.
What? No, it was like the Black Mass. Red Hood. That's kind of a...
The Cult of the Red Hood.
Okay.
I have no idea what other cults there are in DC Universe.
David Koresh.
Yes. Boom. Waco, Texas. Nailed
it. Nailed just it. Anybody who lives in Arizona.
What about
actually.
Those what about those like Montana guys? The Big Sky, the
Freeman?
Big Sky Country cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Big
yeah.
Sky Boys. That's
yeah.
mine.
Big Sky Boys. Yes.
Actually, yeah, that kind of works.
What teams and scenario are the best for introducing new players to the game?
Let's say what team and scenario?
What teams and scenario?
Well, if you're just going... I assume that means crews, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I would just always... I always do Joker and Batman with the... In Skirmish, where Batman is played by the new player.
I would do Joker, Batman, Skirmish, and have the new player play Joker.
Joker, Batman, Skirmish, and make the new player watch.
Just demo the game. Doesn't yeah, same. If you could add one team to the game, what would you add? What team?
Birds of Prey!
They don't exist. The Watchmen.
Well, that's not... Secret Lame. Six.
Wildcats.
Birds of Prey. Meow.
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 Sorry, Justice League. That's a team.
That's Matthew McConaughey doing a cat. Meow.
Meow. Or Owen Wilson.
That's what I actually meant, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
They're easily interchangeable. Yeah.
What has been the most surprising interaction you've seen between model, rules, and scenario? So, like, what interaction has surprised you the most?
Definitely Penguin's, like, that's my henchman now for scoring.
Rule and scenario surprise. I don't know. Nothing.
Jim Gordon taking cover in the Batmobile for three turns.
Barsat shooting stuff across the table. I was so surprised.
Get out of here.
Worst objective in the game?
Probably Wayne Tech or Contraband? I don't know.
I don't think that exists. I don't think there's a worst in the game.
Wayne Tech.
Suicide Squad Beacon VP only for the owner or for either player, seen as it does not say. We already know the answer to this. It scores for both players.
Yep.
What's your favorite terrain piece?
Favorite terrain piece?
What's your favorite terrain piece?
Muzon Minis three-story buildings with fire escapes.
Modular three-story buildings.
Modular, yes.
Yep.
Mine is the graveyard that I painted up. And
oh, that
was
nice.
The graveyard is very fun to play.
We do. We play in a graveyard a lot.
We used to play a lot more in the graveyard, but it was good. It was very good.
Yep.
And that
I don't put that down anymore.
We're out of the Speed Force.
Oh.
Hooray.
Completed.
Yep. Anything else that you guys want to talk about from that?
I do have Well, we have Employee of the Week.
Well, I meant from this. Is there anything?
Oh, no, the Speed Force.
Sometimes we're like, man, we didn't get enough time.
That was actually pretty speedy for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stuck to it.
Nigel is always the one that like kind of sucks the stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of
yep.
Kept us on task.
You did.
Because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You like that rules callback? Because I was reverse flash. I know what I'm doing. So I didn't get the paradox.
You didn't. Well, okay.
All right.
See what I'm saying? That's why we didn't slow down.
You were just running the E-train.
Yep.
Yeah.
Choo choo.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Do we want to do Employees of the Week?
Yeah, sure. Bring it.
Am I the only one that played between our two podcasts? No.
Well, it's only been a couple of days.
It has only been a couple of days.
I'm going to do one again, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually played a game of Teen Titans against Mr. Freeze, ironically, after we talked about Freeze in the last episode. And he did exactly basically what we said, despite him not listening to our podcast. He played just free agents, like two free agents and then three or two henchmen and then Mr. Freeze. And he played two speedsters in the same list, which was actually kind of gross.
Double speedster.
He played Reverse Flash and the Red Death, and I played Teen Titans, and it was absolutely gross. Teen Titans wants to group up, and not to mention the scenario was also Asphalt Jungle, so my objectives were also pretty grouped up. And then they, like, I thought maybe turn two I'd be able to take down the Red Death, which was not possible because he's a Red Death and he's dumb.
it's definitely possible to kill a Red Death.
Yeah, so I basically, on my turn one, I was actually able to send Donna Troy into the Reverse Flash, did no damage, and then...
That seems unlikely.
Yeah. He just blocked it, so...
Just blocked because she's got a 4 stat, so she's trash.
Yep. Well, I actually made the mistake of misallocating her, and so if I was able...
put something in defense?
So because I was playing Teen Titans, I was like, well, they have Trickster. I'll just move Hawk last, and then I won't have to reallocate her, so I put everything in movement, the rest in special, and then I was like, oh, crap. If I actually want to get one of these speedsters with as many attack dice as I can get, I actually need her to go I need her to go last, so that way they're as close to me as possible because they were going to come in and attack. So, but because I couldn't do that, she had to go to the middle of the table to get one of the speedsters, and that means she had to move 17 inches, which was like only left me with 2 attack counters.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. 2 attack counters, you need 4s.
I need 3s to hit. And then...
Oh, she's double plus 1.
That's right. She's double plus 1.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, she's so gross.
Yeah.
So you need 3s to hit. So you hit one of them, pretty average.
I mean, he blocked him. Yeah. Because he's just going to sit on... He sat on some block dice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Block dice are trash, though. Never assigned to defense.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, then the next turn, Red Death literally took 8 counters off of my crew. And then on top of that, the Reverse Flash sprayed 3 of my guys. So they dodged.
Did they bonk into each other too?
No, they just were all
marked. No, they're almost all of them were acrobats, so they were all able to dodge. But so they dodged, I think one of them failed or something like that.
Yeah, so they're all down like 3 counters.
So they're all just automatically down 3 counters every turn, basically. Yuck.
Well, not necessarily. You could spread out.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
You can spread out. I don't think that.
If I didn't want to score my objectives, I agree with you. I could spread out. If I didn't want to score my objectives or actually be able to kill his models, I agree. I could have spread out.
Sure.
Like, I don't like spreading out to a point on the board where there's just nothing is like, I don't know what that does.
Well,
everyone's just like, you should just spread out. I'm just like, it doesn't work. Like, there's no spreading out.
I wasn't there to watch your game, so.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, then I went into the Red Death with a... Actually, on turn 2, I think I got him down. I was able to take Donna Troy and... God damn it, guys. But yeah, I took Donna Troy, put four attack dice into the Red Death, and then did, I think, four blood to him. And then Beast Boy actually came in and then charged and then did the rest in stun. And so I actually knocked him out. And I was like, yes. And then I had, this was my Living Legend turn with Donna Troy. So I was like, yeah. I actually was able to get three attack dice. And I was like, yeah, this should actually probably kill him. And then I rolled two ones and then a hit. And then I failed to wound on my three with three rolls. And I was like, oh, sweet. So, yeah. And then it was just kind of downhill from there. I was once, that was my chance to get rid of him. The next turn, he just used the Speed Force to, or he didn't use the Speed Force. He got to go first, and he took the Red Death and then ran him away and put everything into special and then regened with the speed. Or no, he didn't regen that turn. But yeah, he just healed off all of his stun from his special counters. He actually almost never missed healing stun, which was ridiculous. But yeah, and then, yeah, it was a rough game. Like, if you want to beat Teen Titans, that's actually a good way to go about it, is Red Death and sprays. His list in particular had three sprays in it. So it's just like, I was losing counters just by having to dodge. And then also, even though I would get rerolls on my endurance checks, Beast Boy, when he's whenever you use an upgrade, the upgrade rules actually say you use the upgrade endurance for the endurance stat for endurance rolls. So even though he gets a reroll because he's a large, like, the best I could do is get a reroll on fours with the monkey. So he was just frozen if he was anywhere near freeze. And then, yeah. So yeah, it was pretty gross. Yeah, I do not have an employee of the week from that game because they were all pretty trash. So I would give it to Red Death. there was a turn where my four models actually started the round on two counters.
I mean, Beast Boy coming in and dealing four stun damage.
Yeah, but he missed every single attack past that turn.
Still, he did it. He had his moment of glory.
He did have his moment. I mean, Beast Boy is like a weird case. I don't need him to actually do damage. I need him to just like kind of soak up attacks and stuff. Which, I mean, Nick basically never really attacked him. I think I'm just playing Beast Boy incorrectly. But yeah.
All right.
Who's yours? Me go? I can go.
Yeah.
Mine is Dark Knight Rises Bane. He punched the penguin on his penguin and did 12 stun. That's good enough for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I played Owls, into Owls with Sirens. I played a Beef Boys list that I've been kind of messing around with.
Nice.
So it's Big Ivy and then the Tyrant with Adaptable and Fen with Adaptable, Possessed, and High Security with Tough Skin and Desensitized and a Grapple Gun.
Oof.
And then two plants and Damien Dark. So
whoa.
You get three models with eight endurance, two models with seven endurance, plus two plants and a model that can heal damage. And the three henchmen are all desensitized.
So mind controls too.
What's that?
And mind controls.
And you have the mind controls, yeah, of course, because you're playing Ivy. And yeah, she had the double mind control upgrade. So it's kind of a cool list. I'm going to keep playing it. I enjoy it. But played into the Court of Owls box. And I think it might not be the best. You know, a lot of crews choke on 8D or 8 endurance or whatever a little bit. But not Owls. Owls can cut through that. So it was probably not the best matchup for the list, but they still performed well. Tyrant soaked up a lot of attacks throughout the course of the game. So he's almost the employee of the week.
Ooh, almost.
But I'm going to give it to High Security Henchman because he managed to deal half of the Butcher's health and damage near the end of the game. And he grabbed a loot objective and got himself to the ammo and medical that I moved next to each other.
Oh, man.
And he scored 7 points a turn for three turns.
Wow. Yep. So, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So High Security scoring me 21 points, and then Shivan the Butcher down to 1 health remaining is my employee of the week.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, dope.
Is that a podcast?
I think so.
I think so.
All right. So I'm Colin.
Hey.
Thanks for listening, guys. Check out the Patreon. Check out the little blurb cast where we talk about it.
Yep.
And if you have no interest in it, then keep tuning in to listen to us.
Yep.
Nigel. And Nigel.
Bye.